Ever gaze up at a star-filled sky and wonder, where do they all go?
Interesting question, and that's what we are diving into today, a delightful mystery story set in a town called Starville.
Scarville, fitting name. So tell us more, who are the heroes of this story?
Well, we have Sage, Kenneth, and Chloe, three friends who share a love for all things celestial. Every night, they'd gather under the vast expanse of the sky, mesmerized by the twinkling stars.
Sounds idyllic, but I'm guessing their peaceful routine gets a little disrupted.
Oh, you bet. One fateful night, they look up and boom, every single star has vanished. Can you imagine their surprise?
Oh, I can only imagine. The night sky, once a familiar comfort, now a blank canvas. They must have been terrified.
Not terrified, more like determined. Determined to uncover the mystery of the missing stars.
So what do? Did they consult ancient maps or maybe build a rocket ship?
They go straight to Mr. Lunaz, the town astronomer, hoping he might have some answers. I mean, who else would you go to, right?
Of course, the wise old astronomer. It sounds like something straight out of a classic detective novel. So what does Mr. Lunaz say?
Well, even Mr. Lunaz is baffled, which just adds to the mystery. However, he does mention that the star collector has been unusually active lately.
The star collector. Now, that's an intriguing character, but why would he want to collect stars?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question. And our heroes, Sage, Kenneth, and Chloe, they're not just going to sit around waiting for answers.
Oh, no, not these intrepid explorers. What did they do?
They hop into their imaginary spaceship.
Their what?
Their imaginary spaceship. Their kids, remember? Imaginations run wild. And they zoom off to the edge of the galaxy, determined to find the star collector and get to the bottom of the celestial caper.
I love it. It speaks to the power of imagination, especially in the face of the unknown. So what happens when they find this mysterious star collector?
They discover him in a tall, towering, actually a tower filled with glowing jars. And guess what's inside those jars?
The stars.
Oh.
Don't tell me. All the missing stars.
You got it. Each jar holding a tiny, shimmering star, like fireflies trapped in glass. The star collector, well, he'd been diligently polishing them, trying to make them shine even brighter.
So he wasn't a villain after all.
No, not really. More like a well-intentioned fellow who maybe got a little carried away with his hobby.
The cosmic oops, you might say. But that still leaves us with the problem of a starless sky. How do they convince him to return the stars?
The kids, bless their hearts, they come up with the most ingenious plan. Chloe suggests using a giant slingshot to launch the stars back into the sky.
A slingshot. Now that's thinking outside the box. Did it work?
No, it gets even better. Kenneth, being the meticulous one, insists on sorting the stars by size so they can be launched in a specific order. And Sage.
Let me guess, she's making sure the brightest stars get the best spots in the sky.
Exactly. Teamwork makes the dream work. It's a beautiful testament to how each child's unique strengths contribute to the solution.
And just like that, the sky starts to sparkle again, one launch star at a time. Talk about a magical moment. Mm-hmm. But beyond the magic, there's a powerful message here, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that even in the face of what seems impossible, a little ingenuity, a sprinkle of imagination, and a whole lot of teamwork can make all the difference. The story of the missing stars encourages us to look up, not just at the stars, but at the potential that lies within each of us to make a difference.
Beautifully said. Sometimes all it takes is a little spark of imagination and collaborative spirit to illuminate even the darkest of nights. And who knows, maybe somewhere out there, three young stargazers are inspiring others to reach for their own stars. Now, that's a thought.